friend, it's Misha. Welcome to one of our mini episodes where I share a story with you that has nothing to do with your life, but in a fun way, helps you think about your life. I believe when we can look at our life in an abstract way, it can help open up insights about ourselves that we have never seen before. Let's jump in. Today's story is called You Are Made to Fly High. A long time ago, someone gifted two eaglets, or baby eagles, to a king. The breed of eagles was very good, and the king had never seen such magnificent eaglets before. The king was very pleased with the gift and decided to hire an experienced caretaker for them. After some time, the king saw that both of them were quite big and were now looking more magnificent than earlier. The king said to the man taking care of the eagles, "I want to see their flight. You signal them to fly in the sky." The man did so, and both eagles started fluttering as soon as they saw the sign. But where one eagle was touching the heights of the sky, the other flew for some seconds and returned to the branch where it was earlier sitting, the same branch from where he started flying. After seeing this, the king felt something strange. He became curious to know the reason of the contrasting behavior of the eagles. The king asked the caretaker, "What's the matter with the eagle? One is flying so high, and this one is trying not to fly." The caretaker replied, "Yes, this is the problem from the beginning with this eagle. He does not leave this branch." Both eagles were adorable to the king, and he desperately wanted to see the second eagle also flying high in the sky. The next day, he announced to the whole land that the person who will manage to help this eagle fly higher will be rewarded with heavy prizes. After his announcement, many intellectual and knowledgeable people came and tried to apply their knowledge to make the eagle fly high, but no one was successful. Even after the passage of a couple of weeks, there was no improvement in the eagle. He continued to fly a little bit and come back and sit on the branch. The king, too, lost hope and almost gave up. Then one day, something strange happened. The king saw that both of them were flying high in the sky. He did not believe his eyes and immediately called the caretaker. The caretaker informed the king, "Yes, the second eagle is also flying high in the sky. One man has been successful in making the second eagle fly high." The king asked the caretaker to bring the person who had done this to him. The next day, the man was brought before the king, where the king was eagerly waiting with the promised prize. The king came to know during the interaction that the man was a simple farmer. He said, "I simply cut the branch on which he had a habit of sitting." After offering the gold currencies in his reward, the king said, "I'm very pleased with you. Just tell me, how did you do this? The thing that the great scholars and highly qualified people could not do." The farmer said, "Your Highness, I really am a simple farmer. I don't have knowledge like the scholars. I just simply cut down the branch on which the eagle had a habit of sitting. As there was no branch, he had no option but to fly, and which he did very well."
All right, I hope you're looking for the lessons from these stories that make you think. If there's any questions or insights you have, don't forget to reach out. I would love to hear from you. You can DM me on Instagram at myfriendmisha. I'm here for you. I'm here for you to help you take a little bit of time for a mindset check that will alter your days and by so doing, alter your life. I'm here to remind you that in your life, you have more power than you think you do by breaking it down and walking through it with you. And I'm here to help you feel encouragement radiating from your body to live the amazing life that's in front of you. Keep on keeping, my friends.